Nominations for the 76th Academy Awards will be announced this morning in Beverly Hills. Pat Dowell has this preview.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has never nominated an American woman for an Oscar for Best Director. But it could happen this morning if Sofia Coppola is nominated for Lost in Translation. Only two women have been nominated for Best Director in Oscar's 76-year history. New Zealander Jane Campion for The Piano and Italian Lena Wertmuller for Seven Beauties. The star of Lost in Translation, Bill Murray, has won several critics' prizes for his performance, but has never been nominated for an Oscar. He plays an American actor lost in a Tokyo hotel until he meets an equally bored young woman played by Scarlett Johansson.
Can you keep a secret? I'm trying to organize a prison break. I'm looking for, like, an accomplice. We'd have to first get out of this bar, then the hotel, then the city, and then the country. Are you in or you out?
I'm in.
Lost in Translation is one of the smaller films that some Oscar observers think may have been hurt by the confusion around this year's awards. That confusion comes from two sources. First, the Academy Awards are going to be given out a month earlier than usual, which means less time for people to see the films. And that was exacerbated last September when the Motion Picture Association of America, the studio's trade group, banned its members from sending copies of movies on video and DVD to Oscar voters and critics. The so-called screener ban was explained as an anti-piracy strategy and then modified for Oscar voters, but opponents said it would still hurt smaller films that depend on screeners to make sure they're seen by prize givers. A judge overturned the ban a little more than 2 months later. Today, the most nominations will likely go to big-budget studio pictures, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, and Cold Mountain. Renee Zellweger, who plays a rough-and-ready farm girl in the Civil War Odyssey, is already considered a front-runner for Best Supporting Actress.
Old Lady Swanger says you need help. Here I am. Number one, you got a horse? I can plow all day. I'm a worker. Number two, ain't no man better than me, because there ain't no man around who ain't old or full of mischief.
The most acting nominations may well go to the violent contemporary tragedy, Mystic River, with Sean Penn and Tim Robbins likely to be named. A front-runner for Best Actress has emerged over the last month. The usually beautiful Charlize Theron put on 30 pounds and false teeth that certainly helped her chew the scenery with conviction in Monster. The film was based on the true story of executed serial killer Eileen Wuornos, a highway prostitute who began murdering the men who offered her a ride.
This here's my kids.
They're cute.
They're down in Miami. I'm trying to get down to them, but I'm kind of broke right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to make some cash somehow. You know?
A surprise could come this morning if Johnny Depp is nominated for Best Actor. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, is a weightless summer blockbuster. Not Oscar's usual portion of grog, but Depp's performance pleased critics.
You, sailor.
Cotton, sir.
Mr. Cotton, do you have the courage and fortitude to follow orders and stay true in the face of danger and almost certain death? Mr. Cotton! Answer, man.
He's a mute, sir. Poor devil had his tongue cut out, so we trained the parrot to talk for him. No one yet figured how.
The winners of the 76th Academy Awards will be announced on February 29th. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.